Chapter 3, Entering into the Battle. After 5 years of walking with the Lord, I had done a little growing, gained a little wisdom, and made many mistakes. However, the Lord blessed me to be able to correct the mistakes. I met one lady that asked me to be her mother in the Lord. I told her that I would help her as much as I could. So I took her in as a friend, praying with her many times and fasting with her over a 2-year period. Within those 2 years, many strange things started happening to me. For instance, I was working on the dock, loading a van, when a forklift being driven backward almost hit me. The forklift passed by me 4 times, and each time the driver lost control and nearly hit me. I asked him, "What's your problem?" He responded, "I don't know. The forklift loses control whenever it gets near you. It's doing this by itself." I could see he was also getting pretty unnerved. So I got out of there quickly to pray. I was sensing evil. On another day, I was loading a pallet with material at the same dock. I stopped for a minute to take a break. As I was standing there, a strong force pushed me backwards and I began to fall. There was nothing to grab onto. If I had fallen, I would have landed head first on the concrete below. But apparently the angels pushed me back up. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Psalms 91:11-12. A co-worker witnessed the incident. He, of course, was very puzzled, but since he was unsaved, he couldn't understand. I then told him about the forklift incident, which just added to his confusion. At other times, I'd be driving along when suddenly cars on the opposite side of the street began losing control. The cars would go out of control as if attempting to hit me head on. I'd call on the name of Jesus. Then they would swerve back just in the nick of time. Or I'd be walking and lose my breath, causing my heart to palpitate. I had a good, healthy heart, so there was no logical reason for this happening. I began to seek the Lord about what was happening, and the Lord showed me in a dream the friend I prayed with for 2 years. She was standing over my bed dressed in black. Then, in another dream, I was walking with her, and I kept falling, holding my chest. Again, she was dressed in black. The Lord revealed to me that she was working witchcraft and trying to kill me. That's when I confronted her about these dreams. I was expecting her to deny it, but she confessed, and she said that since I love Jesus so much, I shouldn't mind going home to be with him. She wanted my anointing to fall upon her. I immediately dissolved our friendship, hoping that these episodes would not quickly come to an end, but they didn't. An evil presence would come around me when I'd try to sleep and when I'd pray. I was constantly being attacked. I discerned that it was coming from her. So I began to pray against the powers of witchcraft and their works. Periodically, the evil presence would go away for a while, then later come back. It was revealed to me that she was fasting to make her power stronger. Therefore, I went on a 3-day fast and prayed completely through, never allowing her name to come out of my mouth, but just breaking the powers of witchcraft coming against me, and it ceased. But she went and told her pastor that I was praying evil prayers against her. Her pastor approached me about her statement. I simply told the pastor that I did not pray evil prayers against anyone, but that I just broke the powers of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I said, "If there are evil things happening to her, it is because of her own evil works have backfired on her." Afterwards, each time I fast, I'd pray and ask God to bless and strengthen the discernment of spirits within me. The following scripture came to me. "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Matthew 6:22-23. Now, based on this scripture, when I meet and speak with others, I make full contact with their eyes. Over a period of time, God has also blessed me through the gift of discernment with the ability to see, hear, feel, and smell the presence of demonic activities. Another incident occurred when I met a lady who was an ex-devil worshiper, a high priestess who had been born again, washed in the blood, and filled with the Holy Spirit. She was telling me about how she had an operation 6 months prior. She said that the wound wouldn't heal because a nurse witch stood over her in the hospital and had chanted. While I was talking with her over the phone, I told her to put her right hand on the wound and pray. I prayed in the name of Jesus and commanded the powers of witchcraft to be broken and destroyed. Then I asked Jesus to loose healing to that wound. I checked with her 2 months later, and she told me that the wound had closed and was healing beautifully. Shortly afterwards, a great presence of evil surrounded my house, and I had terrible headaches every day. I tried to find out from various ministers what was going on. Ministers can be really good at avoiding a situation when they want to do so. They suggested that it was all in my mind, but I forgave them. One minister told me that there was no power that strong. One day he came over to my house to pray for me, and his head was attacked with one of the worst headaches he ever had. The headache felt like there was a vice grip around his head. He said that he had never seen anything like this and quickly left. I called my cousin, who was a pastor in Southern California, and he pointed out to me that this attack was a result of praying for the ex-witch's healing. He told me just to keep on fasting and praying. One day, I was at a church in the Danville, Dublin, California area. While I was at the altar praying, the pastor began to minister to me, saying, "Sister, there's a flock of demons around your house. They are there to destroy you, but God is not going to let it be so. He is going to deliver you. There is a great work that God will have you to do in the area of coming against the powers of darkness." This minister didn't know me, nor could he have known what I was going through. So that was a word from the Lord, and it was a great encouragement to me. I continued seeking the Lord, and the Lord instructed me while I was fasting and praying that I should put my prayer sessions on tape. And so I did. I let the tape play for 24 hours a day. I continued to pray, and the headache broke. Also, the evil forces departed from my house. The prayers that God had given me consisted of destroying the works of witchcraft, paralyzing, chanting, and evil spirits by praying in my heavenly language, and breaking every spell. Also, I prayed that the demonic spirits would be confused in their wisdom in the name of Jesus. I was in this battle alone. I looked for someone to pray with me, but no one did. Maybe if someone had prayed with me, it would have hindered my instructions from the Lord, or I could have become dependent upon that person. God knows. God knows why I walked this battle alone. Of course, Jesus won in this battle, and I learned how to battle witchcraft through this experience. Another time, as I was driving down the street in my city, I passed a church. The Lord told me to go into that church, for their ministry had been under heavy attack from witchcraft. So I visited the church to speak with the pastor. I told him why God had sent me, and I told him about the witchcraft coming against his church. He agreed and welcomed me there to pray. I went to the church and began to intercede with fasting and prayer, using the knowledge that God had given me. As a result, the Spirit of God began to flow, and the pastor also began flowing under a great anointing. The church began to grow. Just when we thought everything was okay, more witches and warlocks started coming to the church. One Sunday morning, I walked into the church and got sick to my stomach. Then I broke out in a sweat. I walked out, and the Lord instructed me to go on a 21-day fast. I called the pastor the next day and told him that I would be home fasting and conducting warfare for 21 days because the witches had gotten reinforcements. The pastor agreed. He said that after he would preach, he'd feel very drained. This meant that the evil power had gotten stronger. He also said that he'd sleep for 12 hours every night and would still have to fight to get out of bed. I told him not to tell anyone where I was or what I was doing. I wanted the witches and the warlocks to think that they had run me off. While praying at home, the Lord showed me visions and instructed me how to pray and how to speak to the demonic forces that were carrying out the witchcraft against the pastor and the church. I prayed as follows: "You demons of witchcraft, curses, and spells, in the name of Jesus, your powers and strength are destroyed. And from this day forth, you shall not touch or hinder pastor or church. I sealed the words with the blood of Jesus. Then I would pray in my heavenly language and continue praying until I got a complete breakthrough. I did this for 21 days, singing praises and glorifying God. After completing the 21-day fast, I walked into the pastor's office. He was glowing, bubbly, and full of joy. And he said, "Sister, come here. Let me tell you what the Lord has done." He said that all the witches that he was aware of had left the church, except for one, and that she had repented and confessed. He also said that he had been receiving revelation knowledge after revelation knowledge after revelation knowledge. This minister is now pastoring 4,000 to 5,000 members. The Lord led me to warfare against witches and attacks upon several other churches that I will not discuss at this time. But in the experience of engaging in warfare, I learned how to fight against the strong demons assisting the witches and warlocks. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Webster's New World Dictionary defines warfare as the act of waging war, an armed conflict or struggle of any kind. The Bible tells us that we are in a battle and that we must put on the whole armor of God, that we are not battling against flesh or blood, and that the weapons we use are not tangible. Our enemy is unseen, and we fight him and his demons with the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:11-17. By prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. The blood of the Lamb and our Christian testimony. Revelations 12:11. Although it is covered in the Word, many saints don't understand that there are ranks of demons in the heavenlies. Ephesians 6:12 lists these levels as principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. The Lord taught me that these demons assist witches and empower them to do evil. Several months later, I was laying in my bed with my back to the bedroom door. I was reading when suddenly the Holy Ghost said, "Look over your shoulder." I looked and saw a dragon, eyes piercing and wicked, looking at me with an evil glare. I began to say repeatedly, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." When I had said Jesus 3 times, the dragon disappeared. Part of my body was just as cold as if it had been in an icebox. I continued saying Jesus until my body temperature returned to normal. Once again, I give God the praise and the glory, for fear did not come upon me. I knew this was the peace of the Lord Jesus keeping me. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Another time, I was driving through Southern California, coming back from a Christian meeting, accompanied by 3 other people. Suddenly, a pickup truck came up on my rear as if it was going to ram me. I began to say, "Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind and destroy your works." Then the pickup immediately pulled around me on the passenger side, and the driver glared into my window. His eyes were cold, dark, and piercing. His face was white, very pale, and fangs were hanging out of his mouth. Once again, I said, "In the name of Jesus, I bind you, you devil," and he took off. To God be the glory for another victorious moment. I do believe that these were the schemes of Satan to try to make me back off. But the more he schemed, the more Christ arose in me, which gave me even more determination to do the will of God. For as long as I stay in the will of God, Satan can only do what God gives him permission to do, and no more. I stayed in this battle for about 1 year. Thank God for the victory.